Next case, please.
Okay. Our next case is number 11,989. Leonard Chatham Marsh seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast corner of Loganberry Court and Loganberry Lane. The 911 address is 101 Loganberry Court, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 423. We received, specifically the applicant is requesting a 1.7-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing dwelling. We received three letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the letters of support state that the undersigned has no objection to the issuance of a variance for the residential addition placed on the above property, allowing the rear setback to be 8.3 feet. And the letters came from Sharon Messina of 129 Loganberry Lane. Looks like Catherine, I can't make out the last name, of 122 Loganberry Lane, and Richard and Maria at 102 Loganberry Court.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening again.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, for the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens, and I represent the applicant Leonard Chatham Marsh, who has applied for a 1.7-foot variance from the side yard setback requirement of 10 feet for an existing dwelling. Again, we have submitted exhibit booklets for your consideration. Those exhibit booklets include copies of the variance application, the deed, which is dated April 25th, 2017, the survey dated April 10th, 2017, the letters of no objection, the excerpt of the tax map, and photographs of the property. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application is Eva Morrison. She has just been sworn in, and she is one of the predecessors in title. This dwelling was originally constructed in 1979. An open porch was added to the dwelling in 1982, and it was later enclosed in 1989. Although permits were issued for the open porch, as well as the conversion of the porch into an enclosed porch, a certificate of compliance was not issued. This property is unique. As you can see, it's a very irregular shaped lot. It's a corner lot as well, and it's located in the Breezewood subdivision. The exceptional practical difficulty is related to the uniqueness of the property and not due to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the zoning code. There's no possibility at this juncture that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code, as it would be necessary to remove the enclosed porch, which is a significant portion of the dwelling and has been in its current location since originally 1982 and then enclosed in 1989. A variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property at this point. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant or the applicant's predecessors in title. The applicant, Mr. Marsh, just purchased the property in April of 2017. Just prior to closing, Cotton Engineering performed a survey of the property, which disclosed the setback violation. The applicant's predecessors in title, including Ms. Morrison, inherited the property from their mother upon her death in 2016, and upon receipt of the survey was the first time that they learned of the setback violation as well. Of course, this application was promptly filed upon discovery of the violation. It's our opinion that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, and it won't be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the porch was constructed in 1982. It was enclosed in 1989. The applicant, Mr. Marsh, as well as his predecessors in title, which includes Ms. Morrison and her siblings, we're unaware of any complaints related to the location of the improvements. In fact, there were several letters that were submitted of no objection to our request, and I will note that I think there was some confusion because it is a corner lot. The letters of no objection talk about a rear setback, but it is the side yard. I confirmed that with the county. In addition, there is, you can see, not very well in that, that overlay, but there is a natural forested buffer on the perimeter of the property. So it's blocking that part of the dwelling from the adjoining property. So you have that nice natural forested buffer. And it's our opinion that the variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief, and it does represent the least modification of the regulation in issue. We're seeking to bring this dwelling into compliance with the zoning code and nothing more. And at this point in time, I would like to ask Ms. Morrison to come to the podium to address the board.
Good evening.
And Ms. Morrison, you have heard the representation that I've made to the board this evening?
Yes.
And it is your opinion that those representations are true and correct to the best of your knowledge and
yes.
belief? Do you have any additional information that you'd like the board to consider?
I don't.
We, of course, are available for any questions that you may have and request that you approve this variance application.
Alrighty, thank you. We'll see. I'll start with you, Ms. McGee.
I have no questions.
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
Just one point, and just word certification. Loganberry Lane is the front yard, and Loganberry Court is a side yard, is what I understand. We had a question with staff on that, and it even though the driveway comes off of Loganberry Court, it is the side yard.
Okay. Thank you. No further questions?
No questions.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Once again, Ms. Burton has done a good job in addressing the standards for granting a variance regarding uniqueness, difficult to develop in strict conformity now at this juncture. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, obviously what was created by the applicant. Hasn't or won't alter the central character of the neighborhood, a minimum to afford relief. And therefore, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,989.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,989. Okay. All those in favor, Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,989 is approved.